a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're really blessed today to have Augie Mintzleff, who is the chaplain for Abate, and we'll welcome them in a little bit, to pray over and with us in the Senate today, and also leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag is Joseph Schuler from Pierce, South Dakota, our capital city.
It's a great honor to be here and a privilege to be addressing the Senate, and we just thank you for all the hard work that you do and the sacrifices you make for your family. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, watch over this body of lawmakers, Lord. Give them the strength, courage, and wisdom to carry out their duties in this great state of South Dakota. Guide them to make good, sound decisions in accordance to your word, Lord. Allow them to work together with respect for each other while protecting our freedoms, which we hold so dear. Protect our brave men and women in the military as they serve to protect us here at home. And continue to watch over all of us, Lord, and give us safe travel to and from home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Donnell, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Chuck Jones, Tom Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
Is there a second? Is there a second, Senator Lederman? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Welcome to you who are present in your state capital, and we'd like to thank you for the choice of being in the South Dakota Senate. You had a choice of two places to go. Congratulations, you made the right one. And in addition to that, we'd like to welcome those who are listening on the Internet. We're beginning our session, as a number of you know. Our business today is relatively short. And at this time, I, though, want to recognize on behalf of all of us in the legislature, but especially the Senate and our team here, the grateful hearts that we have, not only to Augie and his prayers for us, but also to our Abate family who comes every year to be with us and provide us sustenance and your own views and experiences. You've come a long way throughout all the state, and it's a true honor to have you again. Thank you for breakfast and being here. Abate, South Dakota. Are there any other personal privileges? Okay, thank you very much. We'll go to communications. Excuse me, communications and petitions, please.
August 8th, 2013. The Honorable Matt Michaels. Dear President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1349 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I've appointed Kevin D. Schieffer, Lincoln County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until March 31st, 2015. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard.
This appointment is subject to advice and consent of the Senate, and it's referred to a hearing on the Committee of Education for Kevin Schieffer. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 89th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 89th legislative session. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for members of officers and employees of the House and Senate. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, bills, and other legislative printing. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Sincerely, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk. Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1001 and 1002, which have been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Brown moves that the following interim appointments referred to committees on January 16, 2014, the third legislative day, be returned by the committees as the terms of the interim appointments have previously expired. Committee on Health and Human Services, Ted Williams, Spink County, Redfield, South Dakota, to the position of interim secretary of the Department of Human Services, effective September 3, 2013. The Committee on State Affairs, Kimberly Stahl, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Interim Commissioner of the Bureau of Human Resources, effective June 10, 2013. And Committee on Commerce and Energy, Marsha Holtman, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Interim Secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation, effective October 11, 2013.
Thank you for that. Let me explain, Senators, why we have this motion put in. Yesterday, we had advice and consent, and you just heard one, for example, for Kevin Schaefer, referred to education. Your advice and consent authority is obviously for active appointments. An error was made yesterday in that these were interims, and those three that we're talking about in this motion now are three interims, and their term already lapsed because, by nature, it was only a short period of time until an official was appointed by the governor in that spot, either as a secretary or, in one case, the commissioner of Bureau of Human Resources. So we're asking for the record to be cleaned this way. Any questions? All those in favor, it's a voice vote. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Please be advised those committees where that was assigned, that will be pulled off of your docket then. Also, at this time, before we move on to the reading of House concurrent resolutions and referral motions on these, I'd like to welcome Doctor of the Day, Mary Milroy. Our doctors come and take care of us and volunteer their time and get to drive all the way from Yankton, South Dakota. She had the privilege, the burden, and the honor of having her sweetheart with her, Dr. Dan Johnson, to keep her company. But both are well-renowned physicians in South Dakota, both in public service and also in taking care of us. And by the way, welcome back to America. I know you've been on some major trips. And Dr. Milroy, thank you for being with us to take care of us today. Thank you. Okay, motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1001, a concurrent resolution encouraging school districts to build on their individual strengths by working together with other school districts to provide a rich educational opportunity for all students. Concurrent Resolution Number 1002, a concurrent resolution recognizing the teacher shortage in this state and the difficulties school districts in South Dakota face in attracting and retaining qualified teachers.
Thank you. House Concurrent Resolution 1001 is referral has been waived to committee, and it will be placed on Tuesday's calendar. The same with House Concurrent Resolution 1002. Referral to committee is waived, and it will be on the committee on Tuesday. So be advised, whoever the prime sponsor is here in the Senate, this will be on the floor and it'll show up on your calendar for Tuesday when we return. We have our first reading of Senate bills. We just have a few that will be read into the record according to our Constitution, and then I'll read the assignments made by the President Pro Tem. Madam Secretary, please.
Senate Bill 62, an act to establish a comprehensive evaluation of the Common Core state standards and to make an appropriation therefor. Senate Bill 63, an act to protect the privacy of the records of individual students. Senate Bill 64, an act to require a waiting period prior to the adoption of new uniform content standards and to provide for an opportunity for public comment for all new content standards. Senate Bill 65, an act to revise and clarify voter eligibility for road district elections.
Thank you. I announce that Senate Bill 62 is to education. Senate Bill 65, assigned to local government and state affairs, received Senate Bills 63 and 64. Before I open it up for announcements, on behalf of Representative Monroe, anyone who's going to be staying here over the weekend, South Dakota Right to Life invites you to join them in the Capitol Rotunda at 2 p.m. this Sunday for their annual hour of reflection. That's 2 p.m. Sunday. Thank you, Senator Monroe. Further announcements. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee will meet on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and we're going to get a brief review of the Criminal Justice Initiative and how implementation is going. So we'll be up in 413 at 9 o'clock on Tuesday if you're interested in that update from Mr. Seward and Mr. Sadezan. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements. Senator Soholt, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education will meet on Tuesday morning at 7:45. We'll start in 4:23, and then after we take up some business, we will then be going and joining appropriations to look at funding for technical education.
Further announcements. Good afternoon, Senator Peters.
Good afternoon. I just want to remind folks next week in appropriations, we're going to be talking to the education community. So we start on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. We go till noon. We're going to be hearing from the four technical institutes. And then again, after session, we will, at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, we'll be hearing from the South Dakota High School Activities Association and taking public testimony from them, from the public as well. So Tuesday we've got a full day, Technical Institutes and the High School Activities Association, with K-12 being the topic of conversation the rest of the week. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Any further announcements? I wish to point out, Senator Soholt, as a healthcare professional, you seem to be in the middle of a certain level of epidemiological uniqueness of three bow ties. You've contained the toxin known as Botox. Botox, get it? You've maintained it there. I saw a little escape in one of our young pages, a weak young man from Pier. That was too bad. But other than that, I appreciate you, sorry, being the threshold holder of that nosocomial infection. So thank you very much, and good luck to the three of you. Senator Ewing. Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Buell O'Donnell moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Be safe. See you Tuesday. Thank you.